They want to give them a hard time. Is that what you have in mind?
A veille. You ever heard of a chivalry? Never.
Chivalry?
Okay, a veille. That's
veille.
What they call it?
That's what I heard it called.
A chivalry.
Mama would probably know that. Huh, Mama?
What?
What did they do when a couple would get married, you know, and they'd all go to his house and they'd sing and they'd...
Well, that's a chivalry. But
that's a chivalry?
Yeah, but that's if it was a lady that had never been married, she married a widow, or if it was a widow, and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
If one had never been married before, it was the only way that they could give it to them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if a young couple or an older person...
They wouldn't do that.
No, unless one had never been married, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
But they keep them up till 2 or 3 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can remember stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I remember one time there was this old man. He was in his late 50s. He married this young girl. She was 20.
Yeah.
I mean, they went all night.
Yeah.
She was married and she had never been married. And so they just had the chivalry all night.
Do you know any farmers in the area? Any musicians in the area?
Musicians?
Yeah. People. You know
what I mean? You mean an old time musician or a younger guy?
That sort of thing.
Anybody.
Yeah. Somebody maybe who plays typically
Cajun music. Yeah, I know one guy
there.
He's about my age.
Really?
He can play the accordion and that kind of stuff. He sings in French.
Well, now when you learned French, in other words, you tell me you didn't learn any English until you went to school.
Oh, I'm not gonna say I didn't learn any English, no.
Pretty much, but yeah, you're pretty
I
much.
Guess I could about half and half. I could speak either one since I was so big. Because most of the field hands spoke only French. And we were out in the field with our daddy most of the day, you know. And if you wanted to talk to him, you had to speak French.
The field hands, what do they call you, your father? In other words, do they have a kind of a title they would give you or your father?
What do they call my daddy?
Yeah.
I don't know that they had a special name. They called him the boss. The boss.
Yeah, okay.
That's the
cap.
The boss.
Okay.
Cap. No. Sometimes they just name him Brown. Brown said this or Brown said that.
Yeah.
Or the boss said this. The boss said that.
Yeah. In other words, they never spoke of him by his first name. Rarely.
No.
Yeah. Now these people were. Well, were they white? No, they weren't white.
Yeah, there were some white ones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of white people, yeah, that worked. It wasn't just black people that worked. That's the bad impression a lot of people have, like on that show they had roots.
Yeah.
You swear there wasn't a white person working around here. That's not true. Over half of the people that I worked with when I was a kid, picking cotton, digging sweet potatoes, you know, just following them around. We wouldn't. I'm talking about when I was a kid, you know, just going out there and just playing in the dirt and watching them and working with them. More than half of the people were white. And they would work just like the blacks, and the blacks would work just like the whites. It wasn't just black people working. That's a bad impression you give the people with that movie, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mother-in-law, she picked cotton, I'm sure, just as much as anybody else when she was a kid.
Yeah. Now, about raising cotton, when it came up, tell me about the work you had to do with hoes. Do you ever have to?
Well, I wasn't too familiar with the cotton. I can tell you a little bit about it because my daddy was overseeing the rice mostly, and the tenant farmers would do their cotton on their own. They would just plant their 30 acres of cotton and they'd just give him a share for the land, you know,
yep,
as land rent. We did a little bit, like we'd go and hoe, you know, when the cotton would come up, they'd have to hoe it because there was no chemicals to control the weeds. They'd hoe it. Sometimes they had to thin it out, you know, when it was too thick, to thin it out. And I can remember another thing, sometimes it would start growing real fast. I don't know for what reason, if it was the weather or what, but they'd break off the tops to make it put on fruit. Did you ever hear that before?
No, that's interesting.
They'd just snap off the tops, and they would suppose it would make it, it would bear fruit rather than just grow into a tall bush.